like I said, on those particular days, I didn't have my teeth in it.
My best thank you, buddy.
Sucker.
Well, this is Aunt Capone, and I'm back. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? This is Aunt Capone, and you guys, overwhelming support, man. Aunt Capone, and it touches my heart, man. I'm looking at the charts right now. I am in the top. What's going on? This is Aunt Capone. And I'd like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Aunt Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. Man, if you're a regular listener, you know that I have not been on the air in 9 months. So, I got plenty to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But you know, if you're a new listener, make sure that you subscribe to this station. You know what I'm saying? You can dig through the crates and listen to some of the past episodes and be one of the first people to listen to the new episodes. You know what I'm saying? Because your boy is back. You know what I'm saying? I found a way to carve out some time to get back to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? I've been taking a time off from a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? As I said earlier, it's been 9 months since I done this podcast. The death of my good friend, Mr. Cybershots, had a lot to do with my hiatus. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know me. For y'all that actually do know me, you know what I'm saying? I can't give y'all no watered down content, and I've been extremely busy, you know what I'm saying, trying to make a whole lot of stuff happen in life, you know what I'm saying, trying to be a better man, trying to be a better father, husband, all of that, you know what I'm saying, but we'll get deeper into that, you know what I'm saying, right after these messages.
Regulate
chocolate
before I bust the cap in his butt.
What you say to me, boy? Let me tell you something.
Boy, I said I could best
the
cool like that.
That's what I thought you said. You right, ain't Lucy. I bought you something. You know I can't come without bringing you anything.
You did.
Hey, my favorite ain't tea. Yeah. You know I did. Look here. This for you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Boss, please return.
return of 1637 Blast Out Los Angeles.
Sit down. Okay, look, all right, I think it's about that time, guys. Let's go to bed, okay? We'll play the game tomorrow.
I'm taking my stairs. Come on. Where's the stairs, honey?
Yeah, the stairs are right where they've always been in, Lucy. Okay.
Hey, doggone right. 2 o'clock, for Billy Bear, ain't doggone way. Only my Kool-Aid don't know the flavor in my business. So, boy, you get mad, man. So tell me about your financier. She pretty?
Oh, my fiance.
Yeah.
Tell me both of them. Oh, she's very pretty.
Can she cook?
Oh, yes, she can cook.
You don't have a, she ain't knocked up, is she?
No.
Good. Well, you got a professor's blessing, man. Uncle Professor gonna go on upstairs, man. Kind of tired.
Uncle Professor, before you go, I just wanted to ask you something.
What you need, son?
Well, see, my girl and I, we get along fine.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just having a little problem getting her parents to like me.
Parents? Why don't we get to like you for? Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them! Let me tell you something. I just go with a girl when I'm about your age. I try to please her Peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her Peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. Say, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. Say, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on. The crazy girl on lips.
So, it's been 9 months since I did this podcast, you know what I'm saying? And a whole bunch of things have changed in my life, you know what I'm saying? Even my attitude about things, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much was always this fast motion kind of guy. Hurry up, try to get things done, and always putting additional pressure on myself, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays I'm a lot more reserved, a lot more laid back. In a sense, I kind of been introverted, you know what I'm saying? I've been kind of staying to myself, not really talking, not really interacting on social media, not really doing nothing, you know, not communicating with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of been on purpose. I honestly feel like, well, I felt like I was selling myself short. I was doing a lot of great things out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying? But in a lot of ways, I felt like I could do better, you know what I'm saying? And this is kind of an individual thing, you know? I honestly don't know, like, around that time of September, around when I stopped doing the podcast, like, I had full intention on keep putting out some content, you know what I'm saying? But like, when we lost cyber shots, man, you know what I'm talking about? That was a huge deal for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude was like one of the only people, you know what I'm saying, that truly dug deep into my content. He really cared about my well-being, not me just doing podcasts, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't never had no relationship like that with a person that I never met physically, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it really did something to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was one of the people that kept pushing me to keep doing the podcast, keep at least, you know, letting people know that I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? And man, when that went away, you know what I'm saying, it kind of messed me up a little bit. Then, like, right after that, I had like 3 deaths in my own family right after that happened. So, you know, I really reserved myself, you know what I'm saying? Because like a whole bunch of death was happening around me, and death is different for me. You know, it's the same, but it's different. Like, everybody grieving process is different, you know what I'm saying? And me personally, I be deep off in my mind, just constantly thinking about shit, just constantly, just, you know, memories and, you know, what ifs and all that kind of shit. So honestly, I just took a step back to actually clear a lot of stuff out of my mind, because, you know, festering on the past constantly is not a good thing. Even if you going to the past for some good shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't live there. You know what I'm saying? It's real life going on in real time. So how can you stay focused on the past? You know what I'm saying? That's my thought process. But, you know, a lot of things have changed for your boy, man. Know what I'm talking about? Shit, I done did a whole bunch of stuff, man, that I can sit back and say that I'm proud of, honestly. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the things that used to bug me back in the day, a lot of stuff that I ranted about in the past, I'm over that shit. Straight up and down, like, don't none of this shit bother me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, past issues and things of that nature, I don't even let this shit, you know, be an issue, because, like I just said, you have to keep moving forward, pushing for the present or for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, yesterday is yesterday, and today is today.
And you know what's up, people.
Now, let's get to some news. All right. Yesterday, this young man and his mother were released from jail after the young man shot this man in defense of his mother. And I gotta keep it real with you guys. You know what I'm saying? You know I can't do nothing but keep it funky. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you guys know what video I'm talking about. It's been circulating on all, you know, social media platforms. And like I said, it's news now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what's happening, you know what I'm saying? It's a video of two people in a restaurant arguing. It's a man and a woman. And the man states, if the woman don't be quiet, that he gonna hit her. You know what I'm saying? And the lady proceeded to say what she had to say, and he hit her. And her son came in and, you know, killed this man. You know what I'm saying? Behind these actions. You know what I'm saying? And the reason that I'm talking about this right now, you know, I had been following the story, I guess, since I had seen it on social media or whatever. But I was at work, and this guy said that the lady deserved that shit. He said if that was his mother, that she would have had to take that L. And I was outraged. I was, you know, so distraught by hearing this. I had to leave the conversation totally. You know what I'm saying? Because it appeared that he stood firm on his beliefs. But my belief is, if a person is putting their hands on your mother or any person that you love in your presence, you know what I'm saying? Your reaction is your reaction. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I would have did the same thing. Just straight up and down. You know, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Point blank, period. A person put their hand on my mama, it's gonna be a stairway to heaven. Straight up and down, though. You know, any of my sisters or anything, yes, any woman in my family, right or wrong, I'm gonna have to go and do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? And for this guy to say that his mother would have had to take that L and he would have allowed this to happen, you know, that further confirms that I can't have no type of association with this guy. You know what I'm saying? Because if he'll leave his own mother on stuff, what hope is there for you? Straight up and down, if you his friend and something happened, you know, you can count on him not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no business, man. This his own mama. That man said his own mama gonna have to take the L. Come on, now. You know what I'm saying? just some stuff is just too outrageous. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's Charleston White type of trolling. That's, you know, that's just trolling to the last extreme. And, you know, he continued to say the same thing today. He stand on it. You know what I'm saying? His mama would have got fired on and beat up by this man in front of him, and he would have did nothing. What are your thoughts on this? You know what I'm saying? You can go to Spotify.com/AnchorPump and weigh in on this, please. You know what I'm saying? I would like your thoughts.
Sometimes you just want to restart, looking for ways to get rid of some things, thrilling or simple. Everything must go, whether it takes all day or all night.
She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Her body counting who she fucking, never my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Except for some of her time and all her love, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. I shook your hand, I don't respect, don't call me king. I'm not your twin, I'm not your brother, we just met. See, I don't purchase, no Birkin. Got hobbies, got purpose, got dumpers, I'm perfect. Yeah, Kelly Green wagon look better when the gloom out. Canary shine brighter in the dark, I bought the moon out. The plane fly better when it's just me and the pilot. Tuition for the mileage, it's worth it for the silence. There he go, he cast broads like radio. Shit your lady knows, this young T like baby clothes. And I got that pop, and I got good dick. Guap long, dick long, plus I look good, bitch. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Because if she get off, then I get off, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. That's a lot of motherfucking necklace. 5, 6, 7 is a figure for a set list. Ring, 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 bitch, pick up the phone. I don't care if y'all together, I would tell down the home. Shit, I shipped it to Perry and back a Phantom of the Threads. And drive a seat of the Enzo Cabana, fit my leg. And Virgil, my chaperone, he look out from overhead. Not sure what you overheard, but it's probably what I said.